This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The goods and services taxes reforms launched by the government are all set to reduce tax rates on a variety of daily use items of consumers from September 22. The GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. From medicines and milk to cars, soaps and even IPL tickets, the GST Council's latest rate rationalization is expected to ease the tax burden on consumers significantly. Reforms undertaken for dairy products, the GST Council approved the exemption of several dairy products from taxes. Items like paneer, chena and ultra-high temperature milk, which attracted a 5% GST rate, are now tax-free. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak, participated in the inaugural session of the 47th Foundation Day celebration of Dehradun Government College, Itanagar, yesterday. The governor, while paying homage to the former education minister late Dera Natum, urged the people to draw inspiration from his vision and to carry forward his legacy by dedicating themselves to the noble cause of education. He appealed for a collective commitment to nurture a brighter, more enlightened future for the state. He called the students torchbearers of the nation's future. Governor K.T. Parnayak felicitated achievers of the college, including Rajiv Gandhi University toppers, student achievers in zonal, national and international competitions, and outstanding alumni. He also released a book authored by Dr. Tumbum Riba Jamo. The new district emporium Pasighat was inaugurated yesterday by Minister for Textiles and Handicrafts Nyato Dukam. In his address, Minister Dukam called for the new district emporiums to be a vibrant hub for marketing innovative products of self-help groups, artisans and weavers in the true spirit of promoting vocal for local initiative of the state government for strengthening the handloom sector. This new emporium is one of the projects taken up in a phased manner for upgradation and revamping of district government emporiums in the state. The Department of Disaster Management, Arunachal Pradesh, conducted a high-level meeting on Friday at the conference hall of the Directorate of Disaster Management, Itanagar. The focus was on enhancing inter-agency coordination, preparedness strategies and capacity building to ensure a robust disaster response framework across the state. Meeting was chaired by Disaster Management Advisor Nakap Nalo, joined by National Disaster Management Authority, Joint Advisor Dr. P.K. Singh and Undersecretary Saroj Kujur, members of SDMA, NDRF, SDRF, DDMAs. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post yesterday, announced that from this year onwards, a five-day sunrise festival at Dong from 29th December to 2nd January will be hosted to boost tourism and create new opportunities for adventurers and nature lovers. Chief Minister urged the people to come and witness the first dawn of the new year in the land of the rising sun. Sopo and Jampa under Rose Panchayat Doimukh Circle have been identified as pilot villages for the implementation of the Swamitva scheme in Papumpare district. Accordingly, a Gram Sabha was convened in the two villages jointly organized by the district administration, Department of Panchayati Raj and Land Management Department on Friday. DLRSO Nane Yowa delivered a PowerPoint presentation on the objectives and benefits of the Swamitva scheme. The Swamitva scheme aims to provide an integrated property validation solution for rural India, paving the way for better land ownership, clarity, planning and development. Both the roads organizations, Project Brahmank, conducted outreach exchange program at Pasighat East Siang district, aimed to foster structured engagement between BRO personnel and the local civil administration academia and youth by raising awareness about the mission and contributions of BRO over the decades, while also encouraging youth to consider a meaningful career with the organization. The program was held from 1st to 6th September 2025. Under the exchange model, BRO teams visited prominent institutions and faculty members, and students from these institutes visited Project Brahmank headquarters. Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued yellow alert for West Kameng, East Kameng, Papumpare, Kradadi, Lower Subansiri, Kamle, West Siang, Tirap and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh, and predicted heavy thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain is very likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.